Private Richard Norm Eaton of the 2nd 11th Battalion fought in North Africa and then on Crete, where he was wounded and taken prisoner when the island fell in 1941. By 1944, as the war ground to an end in Europe, prisoners were marched from one camp to another ahead of the liberating armies. Norm was at Ovensfels in central Germany. Food was extremely scarce. Again, the order came to march.
There was, I suppose, some 80 to 100 of us that said we couldn't march. At one stage, I thought we were going to be shot because the guard said he had orders that we all had to go and that was it. He went up and down, ranting and raving with a machine gun, so the Australian Sergeant Major stood firm. Then they shifted us over into what was the French camp across the road. Once again, they said, "You'll get no food." We hadn't been there very long, and they left these Hitler youth. They were only kids. They were about 12, 13 or 14, in charge of us. Of course, the boys said that the Americans were coming, and when they'd come, they'd cut their throats. These kids were crying. While this was going on, somebody cut the wire down the back, and some of us went out scrounging for food.
Norm Eaton finally made it home in 1945. On the 15th of November, he was discharged. He'd served in the Australian Army for 6 years, the majority as a prisoner of war. He took up land under the Soldier Settlement Scheme and eventually moved back to Gemelling. In 1973, he moved to Bunbury. Already a dedicated member of the RSL, who'd served on several executives, he became president of the local sub-branch, a post he held for 6.5 years. Norm Eaton, along with other Australian service personnel, was never forgotten by the people of Greece and Crete. In 1979, he was awarded the Commemorative Medallion, 1940 to 1946, by the Greek government. Richard Norman Eaton was 101 when he passed away in May 2021. His obituary was placed in the local, national and Greek newspapers, and he received special mention in federal parliament.